Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 24:1 through 26:19, Proverbs 45:1 through 5, Psalm 45:1 through 5, Proverbs 11:5 and 6, and Luke 10:1 through 24. I need to do a blooper reel. So you can see sometimes that I stumble over my tongue sometimes. It can get quite comical. Today we're going to be talking about the sword of the Spirit. Our focal passage is going to be Luke 10, verse 3. It says, "I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves." The last of the six pieces that Paul mentions of the Christian armor listed in Ephesians 6 is the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, Ephesians 6 and verse 17. John Stott points out that of all the pieces of the armor or weaponry listed, the sword is the only one that can clearly be used to attack as well as defense. And the kind of attack envisioned here is one that involves a clear, close encounter. The word used for sword is makara in the Greek, which means short sword or dagger. There is much more to spiritual warfare than standing up to the devil. We possess, according to James 4:7, the potential to make him flee. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The word flee is a very strong word in the original Greek. It means much more than just a strategic withdrawal. It means beating a swift retreat. What an amazing truth. It is possible for a Christian so to resist the devil that he races away as fast as he can. This truth must not be seen in any way as limiting the devil's power. For he is a strong and determined foe. It means, rather, that the Christian is able to wield the sword of the Spirit and can ensure that Satan is overpowered. We have the right to develop a healthy respect for the devil's wiles, but we are wrong when we allow him to terrorize us. We must have an assurance given everywhere in the New Testament and throughout Scripture that to engage in conflict with the enemy, the devil, is not a hopeless task. We are not to indulge in overconfidence, but at the same time, we are not to be frightened of him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, the thought that I, a sinner saved by grace, am able to send Satan into retreat almost overwhelms me. Yet, we must believe it, for your word tells us so. Help us understand even more clearly the authority that we have in Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Luke 10, 1 through 20, Acts 3, 6 through 8, Acts 16:16-18, and 1 Peter 5:8-9, and keep these two questions in mind. How much authority over Satan have we been given? And two, how did the early church exercise this authority? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.